we left, the house wanted to report it out immediately, and there's some connection between the Kennedys and this fellow C. Miller that caused us all this trouble and got us all that publicity about how we twisted their arms last time. You remember when they turned it down, we wouldn't ratify it. We didn't twist anybody's arm. He just agreed with us. Wirtz brought him over and said he's agreed to this, and we announced it. But after that experience, I was a little gun-shy, and this morning after y'all left, the house group met over in the corner, and they went up and had the agreement that they'd take it up by unanimous consent 40 minutes tomorrow and pass it. That's very unusual. You get a unanimous consent in the House of Representatives. Then, on something at least controversial, the Senate committee met, and they mouthed around, and Teddy wanted to know if why we hadn't asked the unions. We told them they had. Said, why don't you say so in the message? Well, we went and got the message and read it to them that we had asked them and they'd refused. So then they said, well, would you put that, we want you to rewrite your message. We said, we've already sent the message. I thought that was pretty arrogant to ask the president to rewrite the message. And so then they said, well, I said, I'd be glad to put it in a letter if you question it. Let Wirtz dictate the letter and tell you what he's done on my behalf. So Moore said, all right. So Wirtz dictated the letter to the chairman of both committees and said the inquiry's been made. And on behalf of the president, we asked the unions to consent to carry on without a strike until until the president get back, or May the 3rd. And the request was made of them, and they denied it. So we gave them the letter and sent it up to them, and they got up there and they got Wirtz, and he made a good witness. And they sent, Teddy demanded that they get Ramsey to the unions, who's C. Miller's man. Got him up there, and Fox, he said to him, now, has the president asked you to continue this? And he said, no, he hadn't talked to the president. So that looked like kind of a little deal. So Moore said that Wirtz jumped up and said, now let's get this record straight. I asked you three separate times on behalf of the president, told you I was asking you on his behalf, and you told me three times. I answered no. And I got George Meany to go to you and ask you. You told him the answer was no. And he said that the fellow wobbled a little bit and said, well, he'd have to take it under advisement and he'd have to consider it. Mr. Hill said, well, wait a minute, let me read you the letter now. We got a letter here. So he read him the letter where we had asked for it. They had turned us down. Said, that's going to be in the hearings. Well, he said, I'll need till 6:30. I'll take it out. So he's off now trying to decide it. Of course, we'd like for him to decide that he'd voluntarily do it. That'd save us passing it and flying it all the way out to, flying it all the way to Punta del Este. By the way, do you have any special plane that can fly any faster to get that thing? From the time it's passed, will you tell me we have to wait 12, 14 hours to get down there? What is your fastest plane?
I think for this purpose, Mr. President, the one you fly in, that type, 707 type, it's actually a 6.
I would thought maybe you'd have some fighter plane that all you do is just take one little resolution, one page, put it in the pilot's pocket.
Well, I'll look into it. Sure, we could do something like that. I don't know whether you want a fighter plane flying something like that, but anyhow, we can.
I don't know. I believe they flew film from the Asian conference. You had some very fast planes that are much faster, and they don't have but one person. You don't have to have a lot of big 707. But anyway, we ought to look and see how quick, because speed is of the essence, you see. But we would hope they'd do it voluntarily. So I called Meany, and Meany called him, and he said they got back, and he said, well, at the Senate, budged them around, and Pell and Kennedy are encouraging them. And he said, they said they had some letter, but we haven't seen the letter, and we haven't got a direct request from the president. And Meany said, you have now. I've given it to you 2 days, and I'm making it again. I've talked to the president in the hour. He's asked me directly to agree to this, and I'd like authority to agree to it. So he says that they said, well, they'd study it at 6:30. They'd let us know. So that's where we are.
It is damn arrogance, Mr. President. Sometimes it's going to have to be dealt with. I don't think the people are going to tolerate it much longer. I understand your problem. I know why you're acting the way you are, and I think it's wise, but it just isn't going to be tolerated by this nation much longer.
No, but after they left, Teddy and Pell said, the president's trying to make a strike breaker out of us, and we're not going to be strike breakers. That's why I have the problem.
Sure,
see,
I know
I've got
that.
Folks
that's
like
right.
that that would like to do it. They
right.
had it last time.
Right.
They wanted to trap me into that one.
I understand it.
And I just don't know what to...
Well, I think you played this one beautifully. It was perfectly clear this morning. You've got the leadership with you, and that if Kennedy and Pell stand on that proposition, they'll just be mowed down, both by the Congress and the people. Because here, this is not the airline strike. When those food shipments stop tomorrow, even though there's plenty of food in the cities, newspapers will play it up and the people will begin to rise up in a storm. And anybody that stands in the way, whether it's Kennedy or Pell or anybody else, will be mowed down.
All right, now, Bob, you take charge now. We all go on and run things. And
it'll be a quiet time, Mr. President.
Well, I don't know. This damn labor thing's bad, and I sure do want you all to get Westmoreland all you need as soon as you can, because I don't want this Congress to say we don't want any more troops to go for a while. They might get somebody before a committee and just say, let's don't build them up now. We've got our targets, you see, and then they might get this damn Ceylon peace plan working or something.
Well, we'll keep pushing on, Mr. President. You have our wishes.
Thank you.